Hey, everyone. I'm CNN political director David Chalian. We're bringing you something a little different today, and we want to know what you think. Stick around after the episode to hear how you can share your feedback. It's clear the pandemic has put a fight over access to the ballot box front and center. And there's little doubt that the effects on voting rights will primarily be felt by communities of color. But in many ways, the virus is simply shining a light on the centuries-long battle to secure voting rights. That's the focus of a new CNN film, Good Trouble, on Congressman John Lewis's decades-long fight for the right to vote, a fight that's far from over. Our culture and politics writer, Brandon Tensley, is going to break down why this film and Lewis's fight are so important with some help from the congressman's own words.
Sometime there come a time when you have to just stand up. And sometime by sitting in or sitting down, you're standing up. Sometimes you have to find a way to get in the way. Sometimes you have to find a way to make a way out of no way. Sometimes you have to find a way to get in trouble. Good trouble, necessary trouble. And that's what we did. We cannot afford to be quiet. Not any longer.
So that was John Lewis, the 80-year-old U.S. representative and civil rights icon. You could think of Good Trouble as his motto, as his guiding principle. It's also the title of the new CNN Films documentary about Lewis. And Lewis got into Good Trouble a lot. He was arrested 40 times in the 1960s and has been arrested another 5 times since he's been in Congress. But maybe the most famous example of how Lewis got in the way was when he and other civil rights activists organized the 1965 voting rights marches from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Now, there were several of these marches, but the one that we hear about the most today is called Bloody Sunday.
This march will not persist.
And that was when state troopers attacked the peaceful marchers with billy clubs, with tear gas, as they crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. In all that chaos, Lewis's skull was fractured and he was gravely injured.
I remember so well the moment that I was beaten and left the foot of the bridge. I thought I was going to die. I thought I saw death. I thought it was the last march. 53 years later, I don't know how I made it back across this bridge.
So that was Representative John Lewis speaking during a 2018 CNN interview. But this work ultimately had huge payoffs.
Every American citizen must have an equal right to vote.
This work ultimately led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Which is this huge watershed piece of federal legislation that protects against racial discrimination in voting, or at least it's supposed to. So as Good Trouble makes clear, and as Lewis also made clear in that 2018 interview, voting rights are still a huge issue in all the years since Selma.
This is the place that gave us the Voting Rights Act, made it possible for hundreds and thousands and millions of people to be able to participate in the democratic process. People in Selma, all across Alabama, in Mississippi, and other states of the South struggled, fought, and died for the right to vote. So we have to come back to remind people of the changes that we've made and changes we still must make.
Now, what do these moves to chip away at the Voting Rights Act look like? Well, they look like a bunch of things. They look like gerrymandering. They look like chaotic polling places. They look like voter ID laws. They also look like the 2013 Supreme Court decision that opened up all these possibilities for states to impose election laws without any sort of federal oversight. But since the pandemic hit, there have also been concerns about the possibility of exploiting COVID-19 for political gain. All this means that come November, the election could be disastrous. But the film isn't all doom and gloom, which I like. It also points out how profoundly Lewis and his peers have influenced some of the Democratic Party's rising stars. Here's Lewis again in that 2018 CNN interview.
I said to young people, to the young leaders, just give it all you got. And not get weary, Be hopeful, be optimistic, and take the long, hard look. We have some difficulty. They will have some difficulty. They will have some setbacks, but you cannot give up. You cannot give in. You will make it. They will lead us.
Now, I like to think of Good Trouble as a few things. It's this clear-sighted history lesson. It's this powerful communion between the past and the present. It's this appeal to people today to finish the job that Lewis and so many others started.
Thanks for listening. We would really appreciate your feedback as we try new things and work on new ways to inform you, our listeners. Please visit cnn.com/podcastsurvey to take a quick 3-question survey.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.